We have a lot.
Troy, do you have a pen and paper?
Yeah, you got one?
Could you each have one?
David Collins.
30 minutes.
Show with David Collins.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of David Collins' 30-Minute Half Hour Show. I'm your host, David Collins, and we have another great episode for you today. A bit of a strange one, and we'll get into it in a moment. So, of course, Troy Rigdon is somebody that I spend time with at a comedy clubs occasionally, and he likes to say, you know, I'm a big fan of your show, David. My episode actually has the most views of any episode.
That it does.
And then Troy tells me, he says, you know, I'm your number one fan. Recently, we also received an email from somebody else that declared themselves as David Collins' 30-Minute Half Hour Show's number one fan. So we thought, what a great idea. We'll bring these two people together and have them compete on an episode to see who is really David Collins' 30-Minute Half Hour Show's number one fan. And if anybody else thinks that they'd have a chance to win, make sure you email me, dc30minutehalfhour@gmail.com.
I'm David Collins' 30-Minute Half Hour Show's number one fan.
I'm David Collins, 30-Minute Half Hour Show, number one fan.
So that's kind of the core of the episode today, but I wanted to start off and talk about how excited I am for this upcoming month of episodes, because we have some great guests coming up here. This upcoming week, we have Doug Townsend. He's a big Instagram star. You know Doug Townsend.
Oh, yeah. We've hung out.
And you followed him before you ran into him.
Oh, yeah. I was a big fan of the Swamp Creature.
Perfect. And Doug Townsend, and a few weeks after that, we're going to have comedian Ray DeVito live on the show in person. We're looking forward to that. Do you know Ray DeVito?
I hear tell.
And then following that, we're really excited, and I'm not even sure if we should be unveiling this guest yet, but we're really looking forward to possibly, and most likely, seeing Tom Myers appear on the show. We talked about him about a year ago, which is interesting, and then we're going to have him on the show, comedian Tom Myers from Baltimore. So we're really looking forward to that. A lot of great guests here to start season three of David Collins' 30-Minute Half Hour Show.
Indubitably.
Boy, what a great show. And to make it an even better show, we thought it'd been a while. Why don't we talk? We wanted to go ahead and do another top 10 list today. I'm a big fan of these top 10 lists. And then I think we're going to begin our first game. Now, one thing to mention here. This is the sound effect. That means we're going to do a David Collins trivia question. And at the end of the show today, we're going to tally up those points for those questions. So just so you know ahead of time, this is the sound. Coming up on top 10 list today, our top 10 list is of number one fans. I thought that would make a good list. And this was a tough one to create. Number 10, Keith Smith, also known as the Crusader Raider, is considered a super fan of the Oakland Raiders. Smith has been a fan of the team since 1980 and is known for wearing a red and white Raider costume, representing both the team and his home country of England. Number 10 on our top 10 list of number one fans today. Oh, I guess this is one of the notes we were supposed to talk about upcoming shows, but we mix things up. We're still working on other people doing the notes now since Jerry's not with us. Speaking of Jerry, I'm pretty sure he pranked us today. I was supposed to appear on the Blind Mike Project, and I'm not sure if he's behind the scenes orchestrating this, but I appeared on the Blind Mike Project. They said, oh, we're having technical issues, David. They kicked me. I kept rejoining the show, and then the host of the show would say, oh, David, what are you doing back here? They'd kick me again. Everybody in the live chat seemed to be saying, oh, bring David Collins on, so I'm not sure. I'm a big fan of a good prank, but I'm not sure if that was Jerry's doing. He seems to be doing a lot in the background since we've let him go. We have a great show planned for you today. But before we get into that, of course, everybody's favorite color of the day. Today's color of the day, Phthalo Red. Red is associated with conflict and other negative emotions such as anger, aggression, and hatred. As today we're having a bit of a competition, it seemed appropriate for Phthalo Red to be today's color of the day. Also, yesterday I celebrated Oktoberfest. Many themes of Oktoberfest represent the scenic views of Eastern Europe. Phthalo Red is most often seen as the color of wooden cottages and barns in Sweden, Finland, and Norway. Today's color of the day, Phthalo Red. Today's sponsor of the show, Max Motors in Manhattan, Kansas. And thanks so much for being a longtime sponsor there. I think they might be our only sponsor this season. Now that Jerry's gone, I don't know who's going to be doing that job.
Brought to you by Max
Motors.
It's a
big job.
Don't overpay on your next vehicle. Max Motors on Highway 24 in Manhattan.
And I wanted to just get into world news here. We have a pretty thick amount of notes here, it seems like. But to start off this David Collins number one fan competition today, we'd start with this first question. Of course, you're going to write down your answers, and then we'll compare, and you can just tally your points throughout the show. And anybody playing at home, make sure you email me your answer, dc30minutehalfhour@gmail.com. Question one, what is my email address? What do you guys think about this answer? What's running through your head?
Is this on a time limit? I'm done.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, look.
Would you spell it out for us, Troy?
dc30minutehalfhour@gmail.com.
Right, but is it 30?
Yes.
Oh, I guess you both get a tally that point. That's perfect.
All right. Formidable.
Perfect. Number 9 on our top 10 list today of number one fans, anyone with a Support the Troops bumper sticker. It's important to be a fan of the country, and even more important to be a fan of those serving in the military. That's why anyone with a Support the Troops bumper sticker is number 9 on our top 10 list of David Collins 30 Minute Half Hour Show's number one fans. What do you think about that? Do you have a bumper sticker?
No.
I used to.
Perfect. Well, we want to go ahead and jump into David Collins' 30-Minute Half-Hour Show World News with David Collins. We'll fix that in post, I think. But there's a lot of things on the news, and we didn't want to skip that just because we're doing a bit of a competition today. When you think of World News this week, what are you two thinking about?
Tsunamis.
Bombs.
Tsunamis and bombs. You know, those are two things I don't have in any of my... Oh, have you seen Troy doing comedy recently?
Yes.
It's a tsunami of laughter.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, one thing in world news I wanted to cover quickly. October is National Pizza Month. Did you guys know that?
No.
That's interesting. I bet that's because American pizza is so scary. Compared to Italian pizza, right? That's the old... Anyway. Grab a pizza and celebrate today. Oh, we thought we'd include that. That's a nice little segment there.
With pineapple.
A lot of people answering, can you hear me now this week? With the answer, no. You guys hear about this Verizon outage?
Yeah. Yes.
That was an interesting story.
Well, I'm a big fan of it.
Right. Well, you work for a competitor,
I
right?
certainly do.
September 30th, last Monday morning, through the afternoon, widespread Verizon outages were reported all over the country.
Sure, all the time.
You know what's interesting? My flip phone never had any issue. No issue. But it seems so many people around the country, the FCC is investigating the matter now, after over 105,000 reports were filed on Down Detector. Verizon, more like Verizon off.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Did that help your business?
Oh, certainly. I'm still getting the residuals from it.
You know, before we move on world news here, I wanted to jump into number 8 on our top 10 list today. Number 8, Harry Potter fans.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Unless you're talking about Taylor Swift, there isn't a much more passionate fan base than Harry Potter. Number 8 on our top 10 list of number one fans, Harry Potter fans. That seems appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Harry Potter fans are pretty crazy.
Right.
House Hufflepuff.
Ryan Seacrest. Did you guys see this? Ryan Seacrest is host of Wheel of Fortune now.
What?
No
Isn't
way.
That interesting? And that first aired this week or last week now, and I ended up, I was watching it at a laundromat, but it was open to very large views. And that sound means that we're going to jump into question 2 of our DC trivia today.
I was already ready.
Here's number 2. What happened to the surprise co-host the Gas Cap criminal kidnapped? Well, there's a bit of a tricky one here. You really have to go back. And we haven't heard from that Gas Cap criminal in a long time. Last time I heard from him, he was calling Dave G on 115K Rock, my old radio station. That was very interesting. We played that on the show. What do you think? Troy, I noticed you have your answer written down. What do you think that is?
COVID.
Right, that's not correct. What did you write down?
I wrote, went to the hospital and perished.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. Do you remember why?
Because the Gas Cap criminal drug him across the country and abused him physically, and he ended up in the hospital.
It's actually not correct. It was a car accident.
Ooh.
Infamously, the Gas Cap criminal, ironically, you might say, a terrible driver. Isn't that interesting? Well, that's great. I wonder if anybody at home has gotten that one correct there. That'd be a tough one. Here's another story.
Do
Did
I
you
get
hear
half
about
a
this?
Point
Did you see this?
For that?
No. For the first time in decades, public health data shows a sudden and hopeful drop in drug overdoses. Did you see this story?
No, I didn't.
This is interesting. A new study compiled by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention already show an unprecedented decline in drug deaths of roughly 10.6%.
That's great.
That's a lot of overdoses.
Well, yeah.
Everything's gotten so expensive these days, it feels like everybody's had to cut back. Uh-huh. You know, well, this is actually kind of an interesting story, though. I wasn't so too surprised to hear it. This new product I've been hearing a lot about might be the reason that these overdoses have kind of slowed down.
Hey there, party people. Tired of the same old boring get-togethers? Spice things up with fake fentanyl, your go-to for safe, fun vibes. These fun packs come filled with tasty pressed pills and hilarious party props. No side effects, just pure enjoyment. Jimmy here is trying the Berry Bliss.
Tastes great.
Perfect for any occasion, birthdays, holidays, or just a Friday night. With fake fentanyl, you can turn any gathering into a blast.
What do you think about that? That's a great product.
Sign me up.
If it's helping people not overdose, that's great.
Right? Boy. Yeah, but you mentioned the tsunami. I didn't hear anything about a tsunami. Have you been following this hurricane?
Yeah, dude, the Jews. They're really riling it up.
Is that what they're saying? You know, I've heard people talking. You know what's odd? You know what's odd? I always hear people say, oh, there's this thing happened. There are all these conspiracy theories. I never actually hear the conspiracy theories.
Oh, wow.
It sounds like, you know, maybe the people are ratcheting up the wrong, you know, maybe they should just focus on the tragedy. I don't think there's really that many people, but you mentioned something.
About the Jews?
Right.
Yeah. It's election season. You didn't hear about this?
I think they're kind of 50-50 this year.
Oh, I don't know about all that.
Anyway, there's not too much I know about this hurricane. I think we're going to talk about it with our next guest because he's from Louisiana. That's where some of the, right?
Yeah,
is that right?
Yes.
It is a very large hurricane.
And it's closer to Louisiana, and there's another one coming that I'm hoping he knows a little more about, Hurricane Kirk.
I don't think that was his name.
And that was World News with David Collins. Why don't we jump into number 7 here on our top 10 list quickly? Number 7 on our top 10 list of number 1 fans. I think you're going to like this one, Troy.
Copy.
David Willis. This infamous viral character said once, "It's still real to me, damn it," when speaking to a group of his favorite wrestlers, and has broken the internet ever since. Congrats to David Willis finding his place at number 7 on our top 10 list today. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you?
No.
Right. Question 3 on our DC trivia today. I will list 5 names. How many of these names have been guests on the show? So the answer we're looking for is a number. How many of these guests have been guests on the show? Andy Malafarina, Jake Trumper, Jen Cool, John Melendez, Scotty Lee. Andy Malafarina, Jake Trumper, Jen Cool, John Melendez, and Scotty Lee. What is that number?
What do you think it is?
2.
I got 2 as well.
Oh, that's both correct. Perfect. Oh, well, you're both tied so far. That's interesting. Maybe we should have timed it. That would have been a good idea for the show.
Maybe this is scripted.
Well, there's... You both missed one, so I'm not sure if that makes any sense there. We wanted to jump into our next segment here. DC in the wild. David Collins in the wild. That's a fun segment. We got this email for somebody that he saw. He actually emailed us an obituary for David Collins. So we thought we'd read that here. David Bruce Collins Jr. There is nothing David Collins loved more than the ocean and being out in his boat, rod at hand and reel ready, family and friends near. Nothing, that is, except his wife and children, whom he loved deeply. David Bruce Collins Jr. of Wilmington, North Carolina, died on July 21st, 2024, age 61. David is survived by his wife of 21 years, Jen Hartel Collins. Oh, is it Jana? Oh, Jana Hartel Collins, right. Well, Jana, I hope you're a fan of the show, and I'm sorry for your loss.
Oh, yes.
David Bruce Collins. Oh, David Collins. That was David Collins in the wild. DC Trivia, question 4. The reality show, this is a reality show themed question, of course. You guys watch David Collins' 30 Minute Half Hour reality show.
Of course.
And that's a very popular show there. I've been performing stand-up comedy, and I'm going to name a comedy club I've performed at, and you're going to have to name what city that club is in. Now, I'm a little concerned that this actually kind of favors you, Troy, since you also do stand-up comedy, but we'll see. Maybe this will just cater to the reality show. So, three names of clubs. What city was that in? One, Octopus College Hill. Two, The Speakeasy. Three, The Alley Cat. These are three comedy venues, Octopus College Hill, The Speakeasy, and The Alley Cat. What are those respective cities? Hey, go ahead.
Ladies first.
I went first last time.
All right, I usually finish first
anyway.
Wow. First one, Octopus, that's Cedar Falls.
Go on.
Oh, the second one was the Speakeasy, that's Iowa City. Third one was this, what was the third one?
The Alley Cat.
The Alley Cat, that's Cedar Rapids.
Would you like to go?
Yeah, well, I wrote Cedar Falls for the first one. And then the second two I got wrong.
What'd you write?
I wrote Galena and Wisconsin.
Right. Well, one of those isn't even a city, so that's definitely not going to be correct there.
Never been to Wisconsin, Iowa?
Octopus College Hill was Cedar Falls, of course. The Speakeasy is in Rock Island. And the Alley Cat is in Iowa City.
Do I get a third of a point for that?
Oh, well, no. This is 3 points, potentially, I think.
So they both got one.
Right. That's why we're going by a tally system and not asking you to erase a number and write a number, you know. Or a tally system, and you can add multiple tallies. Why don't we look at number six here on our top ten
you
list?
You got three right. Yeah, how many did he get right?
One of them. You both only got the octopus correct.
One right?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
okay. And you've been to the Speakeasy. I can't believe you thought it was somewhere else.
Have I been? Yeah. I smoke a lot of weed, David.
Certainly. Number six on our top ten list of number one fans. Number one fan. Number one fan was a rock band based in Appleton, Wisconsin, active from 2000 to 2005. Their most popular songs include Come On and Nothing Will Change from their 2004 album Compromises. Are you two fans of Number One Fan?
Of course.
I haven't heard of them.
Certainly. Well, I actually didn't hear of them until we crafted this top 10 list here, but they seem to be appropriate to jump on the list of Number One fans. Why don't we look at question five here for DC trivia? Question five, what are the call letters for my old 101.5 K-Rock station? What are the call letters for my old radio station, 101.5 K-Rock?
I'm pretty confident in my answer.
Oh, would you like to go ahead?
I wrote 69, 420, 69.
That's certainly not the correct, you know, it's, you know, a funny thing about call letters, the letters.
Oh, yeah.
I wrote KTDB.
No, you might almost be thinking of my old college radio station, shout out KSDB, but the answer is KMKF, 101.5 K-Rock, KMKF.
Oh.
Silly of me.
Certainly. Well, it's easier with a map in front of you, to be honest. Troy, I wanted to ask you while we have you back on the show, any updates since January?
Any updates about
right.
What?
Well, anything going on in your life? Are you still doing stand-up? What do you think?
Oh, yeah, we're still chugging along, having a good time with it. Just, you know... sharpening the blade and whatnot.
Sharpening the blade.
Yeah.
Where are you performing most recently? Have you been performing at that Jester's Lounge?
Yeah, down at Jester's Lounge on Wednesday nights to do the open mic.
Maybe we can catch up on this. Of course, that sound means it is time for our first game today, which seems a little odd. We're already playing a game. But this game, we're going to do a repeat, actually, questions from a previous episode to see if you can follow up. And this first game that we're playing today is Sign the Joke. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And it's going to be from previous episodes, so you've probably already heard the answer. So you guys ready to play Sign the Joke?
Yep.
Well, it should be easy, and you're a fan of stand-up comedy.
Big fan.
Who was the last comedy special you watched?
Last comedy special I watched was...
Right.
What was that?
Right.
I don't remember the last one I watched was...
Why don't we look at round one here of Sign the Joke? Round one, I'm here legally, just so you know, or maybe I'm not. That's how easy it is to sneak into this country. All you gotta do is lie. It's so easy. There's millions of legal immigrants in this country. Millions. You have no idea how many. It's so simple. We're all here. All you gotta do is this. You fly in, okay? And then you just don't leave. And that's it. Welcome to America. Just act casual, put on a Yankees jersey, and if anyone asks you, yes, the US version of America is better than the original. Sign that joke. You know, this is a bit of a tougher one here, but of course it was on a previous episode, so you may recall. What do you think that joke is?
Mario, or George Lopez.
What do you think?
Sounds like a Carlos Mencia bit.
Of course, that is Colm Turl. He's an Irishman.
I like Colin Turner.
I didn't want to do an Irish accent. I didn't think I'd pull it off, but why don't we look at round two here, Sign the Joke. You like this game.
Love it.
Or do you like this game?
It's hard.
Are you a fan of stand-up comedy?
Yes.
Perfect. Round two. Can you believe you're in charge of deciding whether our good ideas are good or not? All these talented people, all this money, TV credits come up here, and you get to decide what's good and what's not good, and we believe you. And what the hell do you know about it? Nothing. You know nothing. Never written a joke. Most of you aren't funny. Probably all of you. You wouldn't be here if you were funny. You wouldn't need to come to this. Sign that joke. What do you think that joke is? I see Troy's written something down there. What do you think that joke is?
Ron White.
Ron White.
Doug Stanhope.
That was Jerry Seinfeld.
Damn it!
Jerry Seinfeld. An ornery character, that Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, I suppose.
Some people call him that. I'm not sure. That sounds like something my old production manager would say.
Jerry Seinfeld's in trouble for the tsunamis.
Jerry.
Perfect. Why don't we jump into round three here of Sign the Joke? Maybe one of you can get one of these correct. It's not that old. I'm 35. This is not old, but I am in a new phase right now before old called gross. I never knew about this, but I am now gross. I am damp all the time. I am damp now, and I will be damp later. Like the back of a dolphin, my back. Sign that joke. This is a popular joke. I think it's from a popular stand-up special. I think a lot of people at home are going to be yelling at their TVs over this one. Ooh. Sign that joke.
Jeff Foxworthy.
Is it Shane Gillis?
That was John Mulaney. Of course.
Of course.
That's a famous line.
Of course, it's his joke. Why wouldn't
Why don't we jump into number six here of our DC trivia? Just keep the momentum moving. What two holidays were involved in my firing from KMKF? What two holidays? Now, I'm sure a lot of you are going to remember one in particular, but what was that? What was that holiday that I used to set up the whole joke? Would you like to say your answer?
Thanksgiving and Christmas?
No, it's April Fool's Day and Easter.
That is incorrect. April Fool's Day, of course, was the main point of the thing, but we set it up on Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Oh, okay. Did I get a point out of that?
I think so. I think that's how we were doing that, too. We have 2 points.
Ooh, it's heating up, baby.
Why don't we look at number five on our top 10 list of number one fans? What do you think this one's going to be? Do you have any guesses of number one fans? I bet you could get this one. Jack Nicholson and the Lakers. Nicholson has been a fan of the Lakers for over 50 years, since he bought a standing room only ticket in 1970. He's a familiar sight at Lakers home games and has even been to a few road games. He's known for adjusting his work schedule to attend games, going as far as including an exception in his film contracts to allow his attendance. Jack Nicholson.
That's dedication.
I think we should jump into number four on our top 10 list here of number one fans. Number four, Taylor Swift as the number one fan of the Kansas City Chiefs. It's hard to watch a football game these days without seeing or hearing about Taylor Swift, and that's why Taylor Swift finds her place on number four on our top 10 list of number one fans.
Are you
disgusting?
Sure?
Well, she's a big fan of the Chiefs. Maybe
sure?
That'll get a lot of controversy there, the way you two are reacting. Why don't we look at another DC trivia question here? This is question 7, if you believe it. We're really moving here. Mm-hmm. Name 3 animated characters that have appeared on the show. 3 animated characters. Oh, I bet one of them's watching now. He'd like it if you got his name, I'm sure. We've actually had multiple animated characters appear on the show. You've only need to name 3.
I remember one. I remember looking at him. I can't remember the names.
All right, well, would you like to give away the one here? What do you think?
Hack Ride, if you're watching, go to bed.
Hack Ride Studios? Well, he should be up later than you. He's on the West Coast, so he's a couple hours behind.
Watching, how you doing?
Can you not name any others?
No, there was like that one chick, like the My Little Pony thing or something.
Would you like to fill in the, do you know these
characters? Yeah, that's DJ Electra.
Right.
And Potato Man.
Did you also write down Hack Ride?
No, I didn't.
Damn.
Did you write down any name?
I wrote DJ Electra and Potato Man.
Oh, right. Do you remember Potato Man's name? It's actually surprisingly similar to DJ Electra. It's Cardiff Electric. He's a good fan
so
of
I
games.
So I get a point.
Yeah, we both get a point.
Every time I see him, he mispronounces the name of the show. So is he doing this on purpose, or does he really not watch? He said he's like a fan of the show.
What are you doing?
I'm emailing David Collins.
And that sound means it's time for David Collins call-ins and emails. We actually don't have any call-ins that I wanted to go over today. We're going to be able to do that Doug Townsend episode pretty soon here this week, and we thought we'd do a few of those call-ins then. But we do have a couple emails that I wanted to cover. This one coming in from JC Montell, who's written emails to the show before. Hey, David Collins. With Halloween approaching, all my children really want to dress up as their favorite radio DJ, David Collins, from the 30-Minute Half Hour show. We have checked all the local stores and Halloween pop-up stores and haven't been able to find a David Collins costume. Any ideas? Well, JC Montell, I think you'd be able to put it together, but if you want to send me a follow-up email, maybe I could get you out some shirts for you and your children. Wouldn't that be interesting?
Yeah, you could really capitalize on that.
Is there a pun in there? I don't understand.
No.
Okay. Well, we had another email here that came in from, it wasn't even an email that we wanted to cover. What did you mean by capitalize on that?
Well, if people want to be you for Halloween, then you could have somebody make the costumes and send them out so people could buy them and be you.
Right. What kind of sunglasses do you think they'd choose? Do you want to collect all the different I lose these sunglasses all the time. I have to get new ones.
That's an idea.
Not very consistent.
David Collins Funko Pops.
That's an interesting idea. You know, this Matt Ferry guy that does some camera work for me.
Matt's a cool guy.
He always says you should sell an espresso, David Collins 30 milligram half shot espresso. That's an interesting idea, but who's going to be fulfilling these orders? He said you should just do it. I said, I don't know what this means. It's an interesting thing. We had another, it wasn't an email like I mentioned there, but somebody wrote us on Twitter. Nuka Flyed on Twitter reached out and stated, "Hey David, I do not have an email, so is it appropriate to message you on here instead of using email? If yes, then I will send you a separate tweet with what would have been my email if I had an email." And I think you should just send me a tweet or an X. What do they call them on X now?
No.
I don't call my X.
Hey, send me a /, and they, I'll take a listen. Why don't we look at number 3 here on our top 10 list? Rob Frenazizi. Are you familiar?
Yeah.
He's known as the real-life Peter Griffin. Robert personifies the character Peter Griffin from the hit TV show Family Guy, donning his clothes and impersonating his voice. He appears at conventions and other events to display his love for the show. He's certainly the show Family Guy's number one fan. And that's why he finds his place at number three on David Collins' 30-Minute Half Hour Show's top 10 list of number one fans. This next question is question 8. What number episode is our deleted episode with Lizzo? What number episode is our deleted episode with Lizzo? And we're thinking about releasing that sometime on the Patreon, but we're not really sure exactly what the timing is there, if we're going to have any repercussions from that legal team, but it was due to a controversy at the time, so things have probably kind of calmed down.
You got it.
Do you remember? What have you two written? Have you written something? You seem to have paused there. Okay.
I wrote 23.
What did you write?
50.
50 was our season finale with Paul Rader. The answer was 25. 25. Just two off. Interesting.
I was going to say 69 again.
Oh, well, that would have been a better answer. Or 42, 420 or something like that. We might have been closer. That sound means it's time for our last game today. Already wrapping up the show, and boy, has this gone quickly. I wonder what this lead is right now. Maybe we'll have to check that during our game here. Our other game today is Rudimentary Required Reading, and it's a bit of a longer one, so we'll just do two rounds. But I'm going to read from a book, and you're going to have to tell me what book that's from. And remember, these have been on previous episodes, so you stand a good chance either way. Are you two ready to play Rudimentary Required Reading?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Why don't we jump into round one here? Life and death appeared to me ideal bounds, which I should first break through and pour a torrent of light into our dark world. A new species would bless me, and its creator and source, many happy and excellent natures, would owe their being to me. No father could claim gratitude of his child so completely as I could deserve theirs. What book was that from? Rudimentary Required Reading. Do you have any guess, Troy? Yeah. What do you think?
Mein Kampf.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
No.
I was going to say The Lord of the Flies.
I see. Those are both incorrect. This was from the episode. I think it was from an episode with Dan McCullough and Austin Ingalls. This is Frankenstein. Frankenstein. He created something. It's a tough line there. Why don't we look at round two? Oh, I can't wait to see what those scores are going to be here. Round two of rudimentary required reading. And as for going as cook, though I confess there is considerable glory in that, a cook being a sort of an officer on shipboard, yet somehow I never fancied broiling fowls. Though once broiled, judiciously buttered and dramatically salted, peppered, and there is no one who will speak more respectively, not to say reverently, of a broiled fowl than I will. It is out of idealerous doting of the old Egyptians upon broiled ibis and roasted river horse that you see the mummies of those creatures in their huge bakehouses, the pyramids. What book was that from? A tough read, whatever it is.
You go first, I went first last time.
What do you think that book is?
It's, The Pyramid.
The Pyramid. What do you think that book is?
Twilight.
It was Moby Dick.
Oh, fuck. Close.
And they're on a ship. He's a cook. It's a great book. Why don't we look at number two on our top 10 list of number one fans? What do you think this is going to be? Any guesses?
Hockey fans.
That's interesting. Number two on our top 10 list today, Snoop Dogg. Man. Marijuana's number one fan.
Yeah. I don't know. I might be, David.
Oh, do you think? Yeah, I'm sure that's a competitive place to try to go for, to be a number one fan of marijuana. A much more difficult competition than what we're doing here today.
I'd like to throw my hat in the ring for that.
But everybody's familiar with Snoop Dogg and his love of cannabis, and that's why he finds himself at number two on our top 10 list today.
That's appropriate.
And finally, it's time for our last question today, question 9. Now I'd be curious, what are the current scores?
I have 4 tally marks.
I don't remember.
Have you not been keeping tallies?
Yeah, I have 4, but I thought I was ahead by 1.
No, well, she also got that other question that was 1, and I think that was back and forth. That makes a lot of sense. So this could be a bit of a tiebreaker. We don't have a tiebreaker planned here. I bet Jerry would have thought of that.
Oh,
he's good at thinking ahead.
Cool, yeah.
It's kind of a tough that we lost him.
Well, whoever was gambling on this, if we tie, it's a push, so that
right.
Always wins.
Well, push it to the next round.
Push it real good.
Question 9. Who is the winner of David Collins' number one fan competition?
Dude.
Oh, well, I guess it was a tie.
What? No, this can't be right. That's kind of a trick.
You know what's interesting? If I would have asked that before we went into the tally marks, I think Troy would have gotten that incorrect.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so that's... But it's just worth pointing out. No, that was a fun way to reveal the score.
Like
and
that.
It ended up being a tie. And number one on our top 10 list today of number one fans, all you at home listening to David Collins' 30-minute half-hour show. Boy, what do you think about that? How did you enjoy your time on the show today?
Fantastic times.
This is an interesting episode. What did you
fast.
Think? It did go quickly. Well, that's good to hear. Do you guys have any questions?
Wait, I have the answer to the last last question.
Oh, what did you write?
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 Well, I wrote... The winner of David Collins' number one fan competition is the David Collins' number one fan.
I wrote David Collins.
That's perfect. Boy, what a great episode. Everybody listening, I've been David Collins, and you've been the best.
David
Collins. 30 minutes. Show with David Collins.